Hi, welcome back to Radio or Not. I'm Nicole Sandler. All right, so you've gotten a taste of some of the bigger names who visited the KSCA studios. Dave Matthews, Ray Davies, and there are lots more of those to come. But one thing we were really proud of at that radio station was our ability to discover new talent, new artists who, well, Dave Matthews is a prime example, somebody that not many people knew of, but went on to become huge. Then there are those who not many people knew of, and unfortunately, a lot of people still don't know of. Such is the case with the artist I'm going to feature today. Her name is Patty Rothberg, and she's got a fascinating story, which you'll hear in the interview that follows. It was her very first visit to Los Angeles, so of course her very first LA radio appearance. It was June 4th, 1996. Patty had just released her debut album, which came out on EMI Records. Not bad for a girl who had only been busking in subway stations. Here we go. June 4th, 1996. Patty Rothberg in the KSCA Music Hall on Radio or Not. We have moved into the Music Hall with a wonderful new voice. Patty Rothberg is here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Overslept, huh?
Not exactly. It kind of. We left our last night's venue at about 4:30 in the morning.
Oh boy!
And don't have the alarm clock's not working. I guess.
No. Well, all right. We're starting fresh. We're in the Music Hall, FM 101.9. Actually, I feel like I'm reading a treatment for a film when I read your story. So here's the synopsis. Okay, talented young singer-songwriter comes home after a year in Paris, discovering herself with a bunch of songs, starts playing for money in the New York City subways. She's approached by a woman who becomes her manager, puts her with an unknown producer. She gets signed to a big-time record deal. She's in L.A. for her first L.A. radio appearance and debut gig at the hot and trendy Viper Room. Does that work?
There are only a few things in between there. Really.
Just a couple, huh?
Just a couple, yeah. That's basically the story, and she's right there, sitting there.
Right. Well, so we'll fill in some of the holes. Obviously, we only have a few minutes here. Okay. Your debut album is named for the subway location. Being from New York, I know where the 1 and the 9 are very well. I've written both those lines. But set the scene for the listeners. You just started playing in the subways.
Okay, well, I first started playing in Paris in the subway with this guy named Andy, who was actually an English guy. And he was playing just percussion and vocals, no instruments or anything. And he just sort of introduced me that you can do anything with your life, you know. So finally, when I got back to New York, I was just on my daily commute from art school, and that's where I met two people who were busking for, you know, years. And then I just sat down with them because they invited me every day, and one day I finally accepted. And when I went down by myself, Alicia came along and said, "Hey, I like your sound. Why don't you make some tapes?" So I did, and they liked the tapes. So.
Wow. Well, most people actually, you know, go and play in clubs and do that whole thing. You skipped over that. You went from the subways to a record deal. Between the 1 and the 9 is a wonderful new album. I've been living with it a lot lately. A song we've been playing here on 101.9 is Inside. Would you do that for us?
Sure would.
Patty Rothberg is with us in the Music Hall.
Oh, and I'd like to introduce a friend of mine, Keith Hertel, who does beats on his chest.
Okay, yeah, he's standing there in front of microphones with no musical instruments, just his body.
Kind of like Andy from the subway. Haven't done a thing today, I'm just sitting around, wasting time away. And even if I wanted to, I can go outside, there ain't nothing to do. Think I'll ride better home, telling everybody that I'm happy alone. And maybe if I play the role, I can roll myself into a big black hole. I can roll myself on down the line, telling everybody that I'm just fine. My troubled mind, I can't confide that we are all the same inside. Inside.
Thank you. Patty Rothberg in the Music Hall at FM 101.9. Wow, you sound terrific.
Thank you very much.
And, you know,
you sound great.
You know, you do. And boy, I know that you just woke up and it was a rough night. And
thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Now, are you in the band? Are you the drummer?
No.
Well, he is featured on the record, actually. He does percussion, the same thing that he just did.
Oh, cool. Okay.
That's very cool.
Tonight, Viper Room, 8 o'clock.
Yes. Where are we? In Tulsa? San Francisco.
We're in LA right now.
I know we're in LA.
Okay, now you're an artist in every sense. You paint pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always considered songwriting and painting pictures very similar in that both, done well, tell stories.
Yes, well, the story behind these pictures that are on the record is I was just given an assignment while I was still in school to do a self-portrait. And I wanted to do one that really summed up my whole personality, but I couldn't narrow it down. So I ended up doing 8 portraits.
And each one tells a different story about you?
And each one, yeah, tells them sort of one aspect of my multifaceted personality.
Uh-huh. And they do range from the, you know, the just the conservative looking, you know, kind of
Joe Schmo
normal girl to the white out there off the wall and those all
covering all the territory.
Very
I mean, there's
cool.
really none of them that like the one on top, which looks relatively conservative, is supposed to just represent sort of my helpless romantic's a whole other story, Freudian slips. Okay, and then the one in the middle is the one that most closely represents my inner self, because I did it in the dark by the light of a candle.
Wow.
And I had no idea what colors I was using. I just knew what light or dark. So I was just trying to recreate literally what I saw.
Wow. Well, these are really great. And there was drawings also on the lyric side of the insert that I don't know if they necessarily go along with the songs,
they
but
do.
They fit. Yeah. So now your songs too. The first thing that hit me when I first listened to it was the lyrical content and the stories that you tell, and they're very personal, as are these pictures.
Very personal.
You can tell just by looking at them as well. You also said somewhere that these were so personal you really didn't expect to be playing them for anyone.
Absolutely not. What happened was I had pretty much a journal full of these songs, and when you talk about the lyrics being very, you know, I mean, what happens with me when I write a song is that the lyrics come first, usually. Mm-hmm. It's an idea about some, I don't know, some topic. And then I'll sit down with the guitar and work out the music to the concept. So it goes that way. And I had no intention of playing these particular songs for people, but then when I was given the opportunity to, I said, well, it's either now or never. So I kind of just took the opportunity, which is the base, you know, one of the songs on the record, Up Against the Wall, is about mm-hmm. seizing the carpe diems. The carpe per diems.
Patty Rothberg is with us in the Music Hall. A lot of them, you know, as a woman, I can relate.
Mm-hmm.
Treat Me Like Dirt comes to mind because it's something that it is definitely a female thing.
It is, but I really do know a lot of guys who have been through the same thing. I mean, it is particular to women, I think, only because they tell me about it. I mean, women are more open emotionally, stereotypically mm-hmm. speaking, but then there are men at shows who come up and they'll be like, oh, Treat Me Like Dirt is the best, you know, so.
Well, it's very
that's
truthful.
That's Keith's voice.
All right, so I'm looking, it's like, we're going to have time for one more song. Which one should I ask her to play? And I like that one, but I'll let you choose between two if you can do them. The other one would be, This One's Mine.
Oh, okay, the only problem with doing This One's Mine acoustically, other than it's I don't have any solo prepared, so it kind of kills it for me.
Okay.
Chris.
It's a band, so we'll have to see that tonight
exactly.
at the Viper Room.
Gotta save it for
okay,
the
well,
room.
You know.
I'll do it just for you, though.
Treat Me Like Dirt? Can you do that one?
What? We can.
And you are playing with a band tonight.
Right, I have a full band, 4 men and a baby. So here we go. Treat Me Like Dirt.
Patty Rothberg in the Music Hall at FM 101.9.
Yeah.
Because you know I'm good for you, and you are masochistic too. The reason I want you so much is 'cause I know you're no good for me. So together we are perfect, don't you see? I'm the one you want. When you're so close, I try to flaunt it, but you pretend not to notice. Yet I know you're being bogus when you flirt with other women, and I know I could be swimming in
yeah, too bad it's with a person who could never treat me worse than how the way you treated me when I was staring at the backside of your neck. I was hoping soon you'd turn around and look me over. Up and down, my heart was racing, 'cause I knew I couldn't face you after giving you my heart and soul and giving you the body of my mind. I could be so jealous of someone like me. Someone's got it all, yet they just don't see. I shut out acceptance so I won't get hurt and move on to the next one who will treat me like dirt. Treat me like dirt. Treat me like dirt. If I had a dollar every minute, every hour that I spent obsessing madly how you treated me so badly and how badly that I wanted you the night you left me outside in the cold. But the thing that really gets me is the way you walk right past me. Yes, you're talking to some other and pretending she's your lover just to get me turning green inside. Like being seen with me would be a crime. Of someone like me. Someone's got it all, yet they just don't see. I shut out acceptance so I won't get hurt and move on to the next one who will treat me like dirt. Treat me like dirt. Treat me like dirt. 4:30 in the morning, picking up the phone, I'm yawning, just awakened at that minute from a dream that had you in it. I can still hear your sweet talking, but the next day you'd be walking out on me. Someday soon, I know it, maybe in December snow, I'm gonna get you all alone, take you to a place I've shown to no one else in this great world. Yes, the place where you will see me as your girl.
Patti Rothberg in the Music Hall on FM 101.9. That was great.
Thank you very much.
And I know there are a lot of women out there going, oh my God, that's me. we all do it.
I want some men to feel like they've been treated like dirt too. I don't want to be the only one treated like dirt.
It's not that so much that they're treated or we're treated like dirt. It's that we seek out those people for some stupid, demented reason.
I know.
And keep doing it over and over again, right?
It really is sick.
Okay, well, the album is filled with songs like this that are very... relatable, very personal, very, really good.
I really
love this album. It's called Between the One and the Nine. It is brand new from Patti Rothberg. You can see her tonight at the Viper Room. Showtime is 8 o'clock. I think there are still some tickets available. And then later on this summer in July, and I don't have the date in front of me, I want to say around the 13th. Do you know? At the Greek Theater with Chris Isaac? It's somewhere in there. I know that the tickets went on sale Sunday. So there may still be some left.
Well, I'm glad we finally made it to the studio.
I'm glad you did, too. You sound terrific, and we'll see you tonight at the Viper Room.
Okay, and we request the presence of Johnny Depp.
We'll see what we can do for you.
You know, Keith wants to see him.
Uh-huh. And it's Patti Rothberg in the Music Hall at FM 101.9. We are LA's finest rock.
Patti Rothberg in the KSCA Music Hall. Going back, about 9 years for that one. June 4th, 1996 was the date. It was Patti's Los Angeles radio debut. It was actually her very first visit to Southern California. Patti's still making great music, and if you want to check out her website, pattirothberg.com. It's PattiRothberg. I know she's got a few dates coming up in the Los Angeles area, so check her out if you get a chance. Thanks for joining us today for one of the lesser-known artists. We got a lot of them coming up from the obscure to the mainstream.
Waiting on approval from a few artists to run their sessions, including the Wallflowers, Jackson Browne, Chris Isaak, and many more. I'm Nicole Sandler. Thanks for joining me today on Radio or Not.